Tasha and Justin Golden are in the studio with me tonight. Together, they are known as the musical duo Ellery. Along with songwriting, Tasha recently earned a master's degree in poetry, and her book of poetry, Once You Had Hands, was recently published. I am delighted to welcome them to the studio tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's good to be here.
Justin, if you would, I'm so intrigued by this name, Ellery. Oh. So tell us what that's about. How did you choose that?
Choosing a name for a band or anything like that is difficult because you're trying to find something new, but that also resonates. And we like the idea. We started early on thinking about the idea of a band name as kind of a person's name. We like the way that if you're a person out there going by your name, then kind of what people come to associate with that name has to do with the music and the vibe of that. And we were interested in a name, so we came across the name Ellery somewhere. We're interested in that because it wasn't a word or a phrase that would have some kind of meaning attached to it already, but that as a name, he had come to associate that with ideally how the songs felt and maybe what they made you think about and the music. And for us, aesthetically, it seemed like it felt kind of right. It was kind of flowy or kind of poetic sounding. And no other band was named Ellery at that point. That also helped. So we've had it for several years now, like maybe close to 10, and it still feels true and good, which that's the best test.
Well, it does have a wonderful flow to it. I agree. And let's hear some more wonderful flow with your song for lovers.
Thank you.
Nights like this were meant for lovers. That's how they begin. Whispers soft like angel songs drifting on the wind. But it only takes a word to make you shudder in your soul. And that's all it took tonight to leave us both like steel and stone. But I can't live without you. Oh, I know I made a mess. I cursed and cried about you. I could not have meant it less. I could not have meant it less. We were never strong enough to keep this in our heads. We were never meant to say these stupid things we've said. And I don't trust me anymore than you can trust me now. Oh, but I can't help hoping good will come, though I can't tell you how. 'Cause I can't live without you. Oh, I know I made a mess. I cursed and cried about you. I could not have meant it less. I could not have meant it less. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And I'm no good at this. It's like the story of my life, how I keep pounding fists against the one sure thing mine. You're the one sure thing mine. And I can't live without you. Oh, I know I made a mess. I cursed and cried about you. I could not have meant it less. I could not have meant it less.
That was Song for Lovers by Ellery, and I must say I'm particularly fond of the line, an angel song drifting on the wind.
Oh, thank you.
Let's talk about songwriting and poetry writing. I'm interested where these two connect. One would assume there are lots of similarities, but I bet there are differences too. So talk about both, if you would, Tasha.
Yeah, definitely. When I went to grad school, it was sort of on a whim. We knew that we couldn't tour anymore. I had a severe bout of clinical depression and just needed to not be on the road. And I remember that Christmas of that year, Googling, like, somebody pay me to read poetry. And what came up was master's degrees. And I was like, really? Never thought about that. And I applied and I was like, well, I'm not going to get in because I'm a songwriter. I'm not a poet. And then I did get in and I was like, oh, well, shoot, I need to figure out if I actually want to do this. And the best thing about the experience was that when I was writing poetry, I didn't expect anybody to ever read what I was writing. And when I'd written songs, I think over time I'd started to unconsciously censor myself or edit things based on having had a relationship with my audiences for a lot of years. So when I was writing poetry, all of a sudden, all of this stuff started coming out that I was like, well, where does this come from? And what do I do with this material? And it came out in interesting rhythms and internal rhymes that I hadn't necessarily explored as a songwriter. So a lot of new material, a lot of new subject matter, a way to sort of get to know myself as a writer. It took a couple of years for that to seep into the songwriting. But I think that our songs are starting to kind of reflect that at this point too now. So
interesting. Well, if you would, read us the title poem, Once You Had Hands.
Once You Had Hands, like a mother's. That was a long time ago. Since then, I've woken in the middle of the Psalms, sweating, scared you heard the prayer I uttered in my sleep, unwilling, that you'd answer and it'd feel just like it used to, like a hot drink down the throat, like being swaddled, wrung, and that I wouldn't tell you no. Afraid you'd move, and I would too, a tidal pool I can't resist, temptation massive as a moon. I don't know when the dreaming started, why I rush into the Babylons, Bathshebas, why I turn your oaths on spits to watch them burn. I don't know why none of the king's horses and men could ever make you come, deliver, why they offered you their bodies, wine, and still you wouldn't eat. I only know how I keep dreaming, asking, how long, Lord? And how the blood drains from my lips, how in my sleep I soak my pillow, shirt, and wake with one hand firm against my brow. It isn't yours.
This poem has such strong visual images for me and a sense of loss. And I'm wondering, especially given what you said before, how you came to poetry, is this a spiritual journey in your life? Do you view it as that? Or certainly a process of personal growth.
Absolutely, personal growth for sure. And I think a lot of excavation, that's a word I've used a lot. And a lot of the poems in the book end up being about departures in some way, leaving or especially being left. And some of that has to do with family histories, but also a lot to do with what I grew up knowing as a god, or what I used to recognize as a god, that I came to understand as being in some ways abusive. Justin and I have done a lot of work over the years with domestic violence campaigns. And at some point in writing, a lot of my work that I was writing about domestic violence and the work that I was writing about my spiritual journey wound up being conflated in a way that I hadn't recognized before writing the book. And depictions of, I guess, this particular god as a violent, intimate partner, those kind of images began coming out. So a lot of the poems have echoes of each other that were not intended, but wound up informing me a lot about where I was at with different relationships and different ideals and things like that.
I have read that you also have done research on the impact of art on social sciences. Is there a crossover there with what you're talking about in terms of the writing and how it does impact not only spirituality, but abuse and that downside of humanity?
Yes. I wrote this song in 2006 called You Did Everything Right, and we began playing it. It wasn't something that I thought that I would share with anybody, but it was a song that reflected my family's history with domestic violence and also Justin's. And I found the song embarrassing. I felt very anomalous and crazy being public about this subject matter. But then that kept being the song that everybody wanted to talk about. And after our shows, I've had at least, I think, a dozen women who told me before they had told anybody else about their experiences with domestic violence. And after a couple of years of that, I started to wonder, what is happening here? Like, clearly, this subject matter that's very stigmatized and taboo, people felt that they could disclose here just because I had sung a song about it and related my own story. So I started asking questions like, what is happening? Why is it happening? How is it happening? And over time, that led me to begin working with girls in juvenile detention centers, just recognizing the way that they responded to when I would share my songs or my work with them, and how they could say things in poems that they wouldn't just say in conversation. And incarcerated teenage girls are statistically very likely to have had trauma histories and sexual assault histories and mental illnesses. And so they definitely do well when they have an outlet. And so a lot of my work the last couple of years has been trying to research how that works and why it works and how we could use it more effectively. And yeah, I could go on about that all day. I won't.
Well, I'm glad that you've done it. It takes a lot of courage to be the key that unlocks the door for other people. So a great service. If you would, read us another poem. And this one is The Old Silence.
Sure. A lot of the poems in this book are manipulations of a metaphysical poet, Henry Vaughan, and I kind of stole different lines and pasted them back together in a way that he would probably dislike very much. But this is one of those poems, The Old Silence. Where blackness sits, you draw nearer and break that mass which is my heart. See how it is torn, its fragments setting your heavens alight. Oh, my dear God, those villainous, biting wire embraces sealed in me more strange forms and faces than children see in dreams.
It's such a pleasure visiting with both of you tonight.
Thank you.
Hearing your poetry, your music, and we have time for one more song. So, Justin, what are we going to go out on tonight?
A new song called Tennessee Whiskey.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I've been talking with Tasha and Justin Golden, the musical duo known as Ellery, about their music and about Tasha's recently published book of poems titled Once You Had Hands. Ellery will be combining a launch of Tasha's book of poetry with a very special hometown concert at the historic Hoffner Lodge in Northside. Michael Wilson's photographs are featured in Tasha's book and will also be on display and available for purchase the night of the launch party, May 1st. You'll find a link to more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.